general hospital. The term general hospital covers many type of institution ranging from rural hospital to district hospital which facilitate teaching and research. So the term general hospital usually indicate a hospital which is either meant for clinical practice or it is meant for clinical as well as teaching purposes. For the provision of comprehensive care, medical care of the community, the general hospital is the most appropriate institution. So whenever we consider comprehensive medical care, the general hospital has got the edge over the specialized hospital because it covers all type of case irrespective of different specialties that exist in the medical science. And the care is called comprehensive because it includes the detailed care in the medical science, that is medical, surgical or medical care, preventive care, promotive care, rehabilitative care. So the word comprehensive means all type of care that is related to medical field. The comprehensive health care includes both medical and preventive and promotive care. So medical field do not only aims at the treating the disease but also want to prevent occurrence of such disease in future, and at the same time they want to promote the health. So medical care, which means comprehensive care, which means the curative care as well as preventive and promotive health care. The general hospitals includes rural hospital which exist in the community development block, or it includes civil hospitals which exist in the district level. Like in Maharashtra, few districts have got the civil hospital, like civil hospital Solapur, civil hospital Nasik. Similarly in Gujarat, the civil hospitals may be Ahmedabad civil hospital, Surat civil hospital. Then this type of general hospitals may also include the autonomous institute, which includes the comprehensive healthcare like All India Institute of Medical Sciences. At present it is mainly in New Delhi, but government is coming up with a proposal to start AIIMS at 6 different places all over India, so that the crowding of the patient and equal distribution of the care, which is at present not possible at AIIMS New Delhi, can be given to all Indian citizens. Whenever the healthcare exists, it is a type of business. So when one wants to start the business, they do the market analysis, and the market analysis for the demand and supply of available healthcare is important. The demand in the healthcare means the need to start the healthcare, whereas supply means the number of healthcare facilities in the form of hospitals, nursing homes, or in the form of regional institutes, or in the form of super specialized institutes which are available, which can take care of the patient. One of the first tasks of the planning team is to collect the data to the extent of the need of the particular hospital. So all the hospitals may not be equipped to deal with all type of patient. Few are specialized, few are generalized, but they should be such a way designed that they should take care of the needy and sick patient according to the health need of the people residing in the vicinity of the hospital and the range of the services required and variety of treatment given.